All right, well, that is good. So let me answer that first one. Somebody asked, okay, no, yesterday, what I spoke extensively about was on the matter of borrowing, all right? And I said that Christians often lay emphasis on where the emphasis is not supposed to be. And that's the issue of, can I borrow something from somebody? And I explained that, one, the matter of credit system in business is based on trust, do you understand? Where people trust themselves and people who keep their words, business moves faster. That way somebody can, based on his integrity, I explained that everything has value. Do you understand my point? Everything has value. That is, money has value. Okay, sometimes you don't have money. You have your integrity. And that, it's a greater, actually the Bible says a good name is better. All right, so if you have a good name, it actually has more value than the money that you have. If you go to a bank, the reason why they lend you money is because they are sure they will get their money back with interest. So they try to ensure it in case they don't know you personally. So they say, all right, where's your father's house? Where's the paper to it? You say, okay, they assess the house. It's worth 12 million naira. They lend you 2 million naira. Very good business. They are hoping you won't pay. Now, some people are like that. But if you're a believer, you don't want to defraud anybody. You want to help people. I'm not saying that you should throw your money away. I'm just saying that the mentality is that of helping. So the bank will probably, they will ask you for collateral, all right? The idea is that you ensure they get their money back. It's based on their integrity. But I know many stories, many people that go to banks, collect a lot of money, and there's no collateral. Why? You know, all they are praying is, just go and take life insurance. As once you don't die, they don't have any problem. They know you're a good man. Do you understand what I'm saying? They know you will pay back. Many people have risked their jobs. Many bank managers risk their jobs on the integrity of their friends. And I know this man, he's going to pay. What I mean is that you may not have collateral. You have a good name. And a good name for you has become, is valuable. And you're now using that one to do business. And let me just say that again and emphasize when we're talking about spiritual economic empowerment and development strategies. You know, I said that we're looking at the spiritual foundations for all these things. Don't ever forget what you should strive for as those special qualities, like a good name. You understand? Like everything has value. Some people say, okay, want to acquire assets, want to buy land, want to buy this. For a believer, first thing you try to buy in business is what? A good name, a good reputation. Let it be that if this man sells me a phone, I know the phone is good. All right? Whatever he says is what he is the truth about it. We're going to talk about advertising. All right? The spirit behind it. It's not to try and persuade people to come and spend their money when you can't give them value. Advertise is supposed to show people that I can do this thing for you. And if I say I can, I can. All right? That's why somebody like Mary Kay, when she started the business, they gave you, their customers, a 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed warranty. You understand what I'm trying to say? That is, if you use our product at any time and you're not happy with it, return it, we will not ask you any question. Do you follow my point? All right, so because things that, and I, when you are giving people such warranties, you are so sure, that you are putting your best into it. Of course, somebody says, there are people who are crooks. That is the truth. But you will discover that majority of people are not like that. Do you follow what I'm going to say? So please, we must learn that to build a good name. So talking about credit, let me not digress from that point. I may come back to this issue again. This good name matter, because we cannot emphasize it enough. How to build a good name. All right? Now, talking about this credit matter, so it's that ability to repay that people are more concerned about. So where people know that you will pay, they will gladly give you credit. Do you get my point? And that helps you to start your business. For example, if you want to start selling things and you want to open a supermarket and all you have is enough money to rent the shop, maybe you don't have money to rent the shop, but you have a good name. And everything with you is what? The good name. So you find a place open and somebody knows that this is a very reliable man. Say, okay, please, I know you want to charge me 200,000 naira per annum for this space, but I need it. I don't have the money. Please, can I just have it? I will pay you every quarter to the end of the year. I'm sure I would be able to do good enough a business. And then sometimes, when you are not, you know, let me just say this by the way. Don't promise things that are not within your powers to deliver. Because a good character and what do you call it? Good intention does not always translate to ability. Did you hear what I said? A good character and good intentions don't always translate to ability. So be careful when you are making promises to people. Let this just this is a tip. If something doesn't depend on you, don't swear by it. What I mean is that, let us assume you sell something, all right? You're a retailer or a wholesaler, whatever it is. You're not the manufacturer. And somebody says that, I want 1,000 units of this. Now, when somebody tells you that, it's not within your abilities to manufacture. But if you are supplied, you will give to the person. So you can say, okay, just tell the person. Don't say, don't worry. Tomorrow morning it will be with you. Do you know why? You ain't the manufacturer. You can tell the person, I have 500 now. I can send that one to you first thing tomorrow morning. I immediately place order for a new one, and I hope or I believe that my suppliers, they usually respond within 24 hours. All things being equal, by tomorrow evening, I should have another consignment which I'll deliver to you the following morning. Do you understand? Now, you don't go and promise. I read this man's book, Paul Getty, How to Be Rich. He talked about the imp of the impossible. Now, I still don't understand what he meant by the imp of the impossible. Is it the IMP before the possible, or it means the goat of the impossible, you know, an imp? like a monkey. All right, so I don't know whether it means the monkey of the impossible or the IMP of the impossible. But what I want to say is that people should, that he hears the word impossible. He's doing business, people are just saying, this is impossible, it's impossible, it's impossible. Even though he was saying that, he was telling us that, look, in the book, the reader, be careful anyway, that you had the manager who will promise anything. That the man will promise anything. If these people want this thing delivered next week, and he knows if everybody works at their best, it takes 3 weeks to produce. Once people insist they want it next week, that's it. He signs a deal that next week it will be delivered. And then he starts working hard. Of course, by the following week, the thing cannot be delivered. You understand the point? It can't be delivered. Then he starts explaining. Anyway, he says eventually he had to fire the man. That the man was causing him too much. That very hardworking guy. Always meant well. Except that he didn't know where to stop making promises. So after a while, he had to fire the guy. Sorry, please, you are causing me too much problems. So let's be careful. You follow what I'm going to say. You have to be careful. You don't promise things that are not within your own capacity to deliver. All right? Then what I'm saying so is that, if you have to promise, or if you have to help somebody, or maybe make a commitment, let the person know the hindrances, the limitations. That's the word I was looking for. The limitations, so that if you can't deliver, he will understand that everything within your power was done, but this one is not within your power, and you tried your best to ensure that it was done, but it wasn't. I'm trying to talk about this. I'm just adding this issue of building a very good name. You understand my point? So, you know, I started by saying, okay, maybe you want to start a business, you don't have money to rent a shop. So, why I said that is that if you go and promise somebody that, look, within 3 months, I will pay you all your money, be sure where you're planning to get the money from. But if somebody that knows you well, I know that, look, I plan to do business, and I trust God that the business will do well. All right? So, as it comes, you'll be the priority when I'm paying, you know, that kind of thing. You let somebody know. But because you're a man of integrity and the man that has a good name, sometimes when you can't meet up with your commitment like that, if you have a track record of having a good name, people easily understand. And of course, you will prove it eventually that they didn't make a mistake. When as soon as God opens the door, you fulfill your obligations. Like the story I told you yesterday. You follow my point? Even though that guy was saying, don't bother, I understand. Even though the guy understands, like I said, the other man who was the one under pressure refused to understand. That since this man understands, I can now relax. He said, no, I know you understand, but I made a commitment. So he tried his best, all right, to fulfill it, even though it was delayed. But at the first possible opportunities, he kept on meeting those obligations. Now, so let's assume somebody now agreed to you, okay, you get the shop. You haven't paid money. You've used your what? Good name. Then you have guys who are wholesalers. Maybe you know people in PNG, you know people in PZ, you know those people. You walk up to them, stock this thing for me, your money is coming to you, you can be sure of that. Now, I will say something along the line. Please, if you are doing business, go and learn how to use insurance. Did I hear an amen? Let me say that again. If you are doing business, go and learn how to use what? Insurance. Try. If no company will give you insurance, you can develop your own insurance. I hope you know that. You can. You can. You can. There's a certain markup on your goods and services that's meant for, that you are using to insure other issues. So you keep the money aside. Make sure it is well kept aside. Better still, if you shop around enough, you see a good insurance company, give them the money. You know, a lot of people are very selfish. That's one of the reasons why they do bad business. What do I mean? He doesn't understand some concepts. He doesn't know why he should pay a lawyer. It's not to write on paper. His problem is not that he doesn't want the agreement, but he doesn't know why he should pay that lawyer. No, you know, as a young boy, I didn't understand when they said people were architects. I said, all these bricklayers around, what are they doing? Is he not architecting? You know what I'm saying? As a child, because I didn't, people you are just people building. It was as I began to grow up, I understood that, oh boy, if you don't want to regret later, you know, some people say, how can I, instead of 5 million, I'll now spend another 500,000 to pay somebody to draw a drawing. I have grown enough to know that 500,000, you won't regret it. If you want to regret your 5 million, start without the professional telling you what to do. Just start without the professional. You see, I told that what wise men do at the beginning, fools do at the end. So we know that some of these things have been corrupted. You go to America and there are lawyers that they are just troublemakers. They are making money from making trouble. Now, so why I said that one is the matter of insurance. If you are doing business, please, it is not lack of faith to insure your goods and your premises. And like I said before, did I discuss this one? Arrange medical insurance for your staff. Please, please. Now, these things, they help you. Okay? They do. All right? Now, why did I even get into that? I was talking about, so because if you are going to receive goods that you're not paying for, do you understand? It is good you insure them. That way, you don't have to tell somebody, it wasn't my fault, it was the thieves. It was the fire. I know we Africans, we just expect everybody to understand that it was not my fault. After, you can see now, we're standing here when the flood came. What could I do against the flood? Now, let me tell you, sometimes people understand, you know what I'm saying? But it's in their minds already that this guy is a risky investment. They will understand though. They won't fight you. But in their mind, this guy is risky. But you know what it will be like in which calamity actually strikes the market? It's not your fault. Everything got burnt up. And then you tell somebody that, don't worry. Please, like I told you before, what do you ask from people? Time. You don't ask for them to forgive. They write it off. You ask for time. Please, be patient with me. You know, the other day we were analyzing the Grameen Bank by Muhammad Yunus. One of my friends said, we had a small argument over that, actually. He said that he doesn't forgive debt. I said, no, he doesn't. He said, why not? That is real capitalism. I said, are you saying capitalism as if it's an evil thing he's doing? That is, look, if he lent the people money, like you heard him say, to buy a cow for their farming, and the cow dies, so he can't hold the person. They're going to look for money to pay us back. He can't. What do you expect the person to do? So they lend the person money to buy another one. So what about the first one? Say, we'll restructure the loan into a very long-term loan. Which essentially, all right, the person has been forgiven the loan, except that the dignity of still paying back is still there. And more importantly, you want people to be responsible. You see, human beings, all right, it's just a natural thing inside them. They will be careless if they think they don't have to be responsible. That is why you've heard the saying in Igbo land that it's everybody's goat that starves. How does it go again? There's a proverb like that. You know, if you see a goat that belongs to everybody in the village, the goat will never get anything to eat. You know, sometimes when I have to drop my kids, you know, in my in-law's place, as my wife's parents' place, maybe they want to go for holiday and go and play. And my mother-in-law is always so insistent that, look, bring my grandchildren. Fine. Now, the house is very big. It's quite big. Very, very big. And a number of people live in the house. All right? Which usually is all makes it technically easier to leave children. There are no people to care for them. But I always used to tell my wife then, before you drop any of the kids there, you pick one of your cousins or whoever it is that's in the house and hand somebody over to somebody. Please, and can you lose your responsibility? Because the problem is that where there are so many people, everybody assumes somebody else is looking after him. The boy will not eat. Somebody assumes he has eaten. And because there is food, you know, it's not as if food is scarce. And so you just assume he has eaten. But when you hand him over to somebody, the person will make sure in the morning, oh yeah, but what, have you eaten? If he hasn't eaten, because a child, he can't make food for himself. There's somebody who will go and make food for him. You have to. People must be responsible. That's the point I'm making. Do you understand the point? All right, so the man said, look, he doesn't forgive loans. Like, look, let the calamity be a national calamity. The loan they have given you, you will pay back. But then, maybe over the next 20 years, for a man who's doing short-term loan structures, all right, that's essentially forgiving it. You are getting what I'm trying to say. So the fact that the market bounced down, doesn't mean that you shouldn't pay the people that supplied you, especially on trust. It's not your money. I hope you get the point I'm making. It's not your money, therefore you should. Ay, Jesus Christ. I hope people will understand this. These are the things you use to build a good name for yourself. And I'm giving you sound advice. When you're under such circumstances, somebody sends you goods, worth maybe half a million naira, you've put it in a shop in which you are owing the landlord to. You understand what I'm saying? And then you get a number of people to supply you materials because of your good name. The least you can do for yourself is have a bit of insurance. Yes, you should. Like I said, please get this one in bed and that thing. One that marks out a believer is what? Love. Please, everybody say that out loud. Love. You know what they mean? Love? You want everybody to be blessed. You want everybody to be blessed. One of my doctors, we make a joke about him that he does everything by himself, that left to him, and nobody will make money in this life. They pay his generator, service his AC. Even if he can service his car, he will do it himself. I say, oh boy, look, listen, how will other people earn money now? I mean, Nigeria, labor is not expensive. I mean, let somebody else do this. Why should I be the one dismantling my generator? All right? I only do such things when I have nobody reliable, all right, to help me. Once I find, I look for the person. How much is he going to charge you? Service generator, it costs 500 naira. I let the man walk and earn some money. What I'm listening about, love, that's what I'm talking about. Realize something. Bear it in mind that everybody needs to be blessed. Amen? Yes, so don't be afraid to pay people for their services. In fact, I think it's Peter Daniels said that if the brethren will yearly help you, and that's very good. You know, brethren helps people. Brethren help people to start out in business. They will help. All right? But if somebody is helping you with the services that's the means of his own livelihood, he said, always offer to pay. Let him decline if necessary. I hope you get my point. Let's assume now, for example, this we need to paint this place. And one of us here paints, and that's his job. He paints. Do you follow? I said, come and paint. Listen, this is what he does for a living. Once he finishes painting, I will offer to pay. Now, if he decides on his own, the pastor, no, be here with the chop words together. You know that kind of thing. No, that's my own offering. Fine. You get what I'm saying? Fine. No, there's no problem with that. The offering will be received as an offering. Incidentally, the way I do in our account books, I will put the cost of painting as expenditure, and right beside it, I put that same cost as an offering. That's how I do my accounting. No, that's what I do. Like, if the person, let's say we're supposed to pay 10,000 naira for all the work, and I say, okay, so how much I will pay you? No, pastor, please, I can't take money for this. After all of us in here with the chop words together, that kind of thing. I'll thank you very much. Bless him for 10,000 naira offering. And write in the book, cost of painting, 10,000 bucks. Then in the credit section, I'll put it offering for painting, 10,000 naira. So instantly it cancels out, but it goes into the record that we spent 10,000 naira on painting. Now, I think it was Peter Daniels that mentioned something like that. All right, when you heard him say, this is very good. That if now it's different when you get an engineer to give you legal advice. Do you know what I'm saying? All right. Or even you get a Pastor Banky to give you medical advice. Actually, that's not, you know, in this situation, that's not my, you know, it's not, that's not the work, really. You can say that's what I do. All right? I preach as far as you are concerned. All right? So that's a different matter.